having that, or when they're going to unveil it?
It'll depend on the small community air service development grant that they applied for. That should be, it'll be a little bit before we learn about that. That's going to have a lot to do with this risk mitigation fund to secure that new air here.
Maybe the end of the year before.
It'll be, I'm going to say late August, early September is when they usually announce those grants. So we've got 4 or 5 months to go to figure that out, but I'm cautiously optimistic about that. Well, MoDOT is talking about prioritization list again, right?
Yeah.
Ishwara?
Mm-hmm.
So, are they just asking, MoDOT traditionally doesn't go down the list very far. And I think they're asking for us, which is going to be much easier for us than anybody else, to go down farther because of this $9 billion. So they want to be able to have on their dashboard more than just the top 10. Was that always it?
So this past 2021 prioritization, instead of the top 10 road and bridges, they did top 15. And we have our workshop again tomorrow with MoDOT to see how the 2022 prioritization would go. So probably the top 15 would stick this year too.
So anyway, but we're in pretty good stead here because we have that prioritization list already, and it mirrors what MoDOT's actually looks like, other than they have them color-coded for high priority.
Yeah, and I was looking at the top three based on the 2021 prioritization for the county. So we have the Taney County Expressway as a number one, number two is US 65, and three is the 116 widening through Forsyth. Those are the top three for Taney County's, our CINCOM list.
We are putting ourselves, Buddy, you can speak to this probably, we're putting ourselves in kind of an awkward position because we have proven that we can't get the expressway done until we get some right-of-way and some environment, which is underway. And we've held those top positions regionally with really not the stuff it takes. I thought we could get it, but we can't. And until Taney County completes what Great River's working on right now, it's hard to look those other counties in the eye and say, give up your place for us when we really don't have the stuff we need to be there. It's just kind of awkward. And they have been really good about letting us be in that.
Any way to accelerate getting our information together? Or are we going to the place that we're already maxed out?
They're using up what the county's approved for the money, a portion for the money. And then there's other factors that are just crazy. The bats, we can only work with the bats between October and what, Travis?
October and April.
So, coming up pretty quick, we can't work with the trees again because the bats live in them. There's just stuff. Again, I can share that we have given up or made available space in our public works compound to secure all of the geotechnical equipment for Great River that they're employing out there working on that every day. So they're out there and their stuff is stored there. So they're real live equipment that they're using and going out there. So don't know. Now, on the Hollister end, by April, a significant amount of that, there'll be 300 feet left and the Hollister end will be done. And we have to figure out a large box culvert Travis is working on some utility lines that we have to figure out first and connect with the water park. Then we have enough fill stage to get across the Culver Creek Valley, which is a significant step forward to get to Maple Street. Before, we're going to have to go out in the Layton area and start in the middle of the project and bring it back to the, bring fill material back to get to that point. Now the water park is going to have access that we can nuke over there with off-road vehicles 40 tons at a time and do this for a tenth the price that it would have taken if we had brought it back the other way. So we have real reasons to succeed here on getting a good foothold on that. But again, looking at our transportation partners in the eye and saying, hold our place. What we don't want to do is get it to be their choice to say, we're done with you guys. And MoDOT is also changing some philosophy. Again, help me if I'm wrong. They were looking at the high scores of these corridors. Like Highway 65 corridor always scores really high because it has Christian County, Taney County, just goes on north, Greene County, and goes. And those improvements score really high. And that excludes some of these smaller projects that are really kind of important. And they're starting to take a look at that and saying the scoring system might need to reflect some adjustment. That's why they're going down lower in this, to pick up some other projects. They've got surplus money. They may look at their scoring system. So again, we just need to be prepared for all of those kinds of things. And then again, the expressway, I think a really good way to look at that was we were kind of always looking at high priorities and grants to be course of action A, and that needs to be course of action B, and we need to just get on it and go do it. I mean, that's the Hollister message of why we're going to be done, because we just got off of the idea that it was going to be covered by
something. Sure, all the pre-engineering and the environmental and all that, and then go ahead and like building snakes.
They're working on it. And when that gets done, that is going to exponentially raise our chances to get this accomplished. Before we lose any more family members from some of these core families, the Rittenhouses that were the people on this end have both passed in the last year. So I think Rhonda's still on board, but those kinds of things present unknowns for the project. I think Carol Plott's still alive. I don't know that, but you know if that's the case or not.
I don't.
But I think he is. The Layton family is still intact, but they have dynamics. So the senior Laytons that were involved with this are gone. So each day that we don't, not all of those were negatives. Bowman's hated it. Ken's gone, and that's kind of been easier now the school has got that. So there's some things, but a lot of dynamics in play here. But this is an opportunity that we could get with all of this. But I also, again, I still think it's very important we follow the Federal Highway Administration standards of construction and acquisition and all of that, so we don't preclude ourselves at some point by getting ahead of ourselves and doing something very efficient but very short-term wise, long-term stupid. And so far I think we're okay with that.
Win the battle but lose the war, right?
Well, that can happen if we're not careful on this big project.
Charlie, what's the status on the, are we still a placeholder for the transload facility?
Yes, it's still there in the multimodal unfunded needs list, and when we were doing our prioritization, they did mention that this will be a yearly thing that we would do with the unfunded needs list too, because I think it had been quite some time prior to 2021 that they had done the multimodal unfunded needs list. So we'll be, they'll let us know in our tomorrow's workshop, but if nothing's changed, then we'll probably be doing a multimodal unfunded needs list prioritization this year too. And we had added the transload facility, so like if y'all have any new information about that, I know like Rick, when you sent me those estimates, it had been some time that was like last visited, but if there's like any new
$4 million facility is what we projected.
That's probably still pretty good for a starter value, but of course inflation is killing everything now. So we need to take a look at that again.
There's a relationship between the success of that and the expressway. Because without the expressway as access to that, it diminishes the realistic construction.
Can't be multimodal. So, because it's placed out by the airport, also by Highway 65 access. On the rail line, right, sitting right on top of it.
Actually, the extension of 86, if it were to happen to the airport, it may change the dynamics of the transload facility, because it may make more sense to move closer to the airport than closer to Hollister. But one of those ways, we have to have a decent highway access to the rail line. Right now, when you get highway, rail, air integration, the highway piece is as difficult as the rest of it, but we have two ways forward.
I've got some of the rail funding that I brought with me today to go over quickly with you as a placeholder background. But intermodal is kind of falling out of the picture because President Biden is so favored to passenger rail systems that he rode back and forth his home. He never had a home in Washington, D.C. Amtrak has been pushed to the forefront. So these transcontinental routes for Amtrak and intercommuter city routes, billions. I mean, we've got billions coming down the pike if the current administration stays in place with its programs. And they're already rolling some of those out. And I'll touch on those in a few minutes. But from the rail side, the highway side, this is a combination of the rail side also.
And when we were doing the unfunded needs list too, we do this with like other planning partners, so other RBCs like Harry's Truman, Kiesinger Basin, and what we all put in was doing a passenger rail feasibility study in our region too. So that's also one of the things that we added to the unfunded needs list.
Also to Ashwari, the head bike list, we were the highest there in the Hollister Interchange, and that project is completed. So.
The 76?
Business 65, I think, was how it was couched between the college and that.
Oh, like the previous one.
Yeah, and so that one, again, we were very fortunate people supported us to get that moved up, and they did, and it's complete.
Branson Scenic Railroad back in 1998 had a very distinct proposal for tri-weekly service out of Kansas City to here. You're going to see funding coming available for link-ups to the passenger system, unlimited funding for reopening those kind of negotiations and discussions. And you'll see entrepreneurs jumping all over that. A lot of funding coming down the line for passenger systems and connector systems.
Someone you want to add, Harry's, Rick, I'm sure probably they're having another meeting in here immediately following ours, so we have roughly probably 20 minutes or so long. Just I should have said that to start, that there is another meeting scheduled, but we have a little bit of a scheduling conflict. So, okay, we moved to new business. You got something on
Yeah,